election was well attended. I believe the people of Chad, they wanted a change. So most of them came out, if not all of them came out to vote for a change. So the attendance was very well to my understanding and to what I've seen, because I have driven almost all day long throughout the city of Jelena and received some calls from different provinces. And it showed that Chadian people are ready for a new change.
Help us understand, there is an article that says that the Prime Minister, Mazra, is condemning what he called violence and threats against him and his supporters. What do you know of that, about that?
Yes, I'm totally in support of the article, because we had a press conference denouncing some of the traction and violence that were against our militant and our observers. Besides that, there was a drone sent over the residence of the Prime Minister and filming and recording what's happening in his front yard, which is a violation of his privacy. And those videos were published by two ministers of the current government that are not part of our political party. But regardless, it's unacceptable. So that's the reason why that press conference this morning was necessary, to let everybody know that we need peace and we need everybody to contribute to the peace process through this election. But there is no need to violate somebody's private life.
Is it true that your party is also alleging that the process, the electoral process, was fraudulent?
Well, I cannot say anything about that right now. We have faith in the election agency, as their mandate is they are nominated for more than running period of a president, meaning that they will be there for the next 7 years. But the term is 5. So we believe that by having such terms will give them the freedom of being transparent in the process along the way. So for this reason, we hope and believe that they will act according to the rules and by following the choice of the people of Chad. We cannot say anything at this moment about anything, but we believe that anything had happened.
So before I let you go, on election day, would you say that your supporters had access to the ballot?
Most of the voting sites went well. In some sites, some of our militants did not have access, but regardless of that, we believe that everything went well, because the citizens of Chad, they became the watcher of their own ballots, because they, as I said, they are thirsty for change.
When do you think the results or preliminary results will be announced?
Well, according to the law, they have maximum 15 days to give the result, the preliminary result, but we believe that it will be probably sooner than that.